This is the Capital Auto Group Duck Tailgaters Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now, here's Jeff, Jerry, and Brandon.
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. We are at our undisclosed location in South Salem. Jerry's with me. Brandon's actually at Autzen Stadium. We'll be checking in with him to see what's going on down there. But the number five Ducks college football playoff kicking off this weekend, taking on the, depends how you look at it, number 24, James Madison University, / number 12, making it into the college football playoff. I do know what's probably going to happen today. The Ducks are probably going to absolutely throttle James Madison, just basically looking at, you know, you've got Ole Miss taking on Tulane right now. They are up 14-3, I believe. They're in the second quarter. And I should know that. We've got the big screen like right in front of us right here. So anyway, Jerry.
The huge screen. Oh, I tell you what, you know, we can't take them lightly. Just looking at that game last night, that Oklahoma-Alabama game, a precautionary tale here. Oklahoma looked so good in that first quarter, moving the ball, executing at will. And then, you know, old mother momentum came about with that pick six. And they just lost their minds. You know, the self-inflicted wounds, the blocked punt, the penalties, the incessant penalties called, you know, it seemed like they were being called on Oklahoma and not on Alabama. It was one of those just weird things that just happens when you start doing those self-inflicted wounds.
It does. It seems like it's a domino effect. And Alabama, you know, for three quarters was the better football team. They just, whether it's momentum or whether it's just that they were the better ball club, Oklahoma went to Alabama and beat them during the regular season, and it's tough to beat somebody twice in the same season.
Say what you want about Kalen DeBoer. That guy made adjustments throughout that game, all game long, and all the way to the end, kept adjusting. That little imbalanced defensive line that he had, it seemed like every time all his defensive line was lined up on that the quarterback's left-hand side, they blitzed. And Mateer never adjusted to it. They didn't have hot reads. There was nobody just kind of rolling out in the flat to give him an outlet. By the time his, he had four receivers out in that one pattern. None of them had even turned around by the time Mateer was on his back. And it was just, that was frustrating to watch.
You know, it really was. And I don't know what you would think that would come on the offensive coordinator, because they can chirp into their helmets at this point. So it's just like, guys, let's figure something out here. But we talked about before the show how I haven't even seen a screen pass. I think they threw a couple of them in the first quarter that worked, and then they went away from it. And so you'd think if, you know, you've got the defensive line that's just in your face, you've got to slow that down a little bit. And so screens are the best play. Just have your back come out of the backfield. Nobody's there for at least 15 yards. You're going to get at least 7. And they didn't do it once.
Yeah, it seemed like all that dink and dunk was available all game long, but they were trying to get more, especially when they panicked and were trying to get back, you know, after Alabama had, you know, taking advantage of all the mistakes they had made.
Yeah, you can't get it back all at one time. You've got to be methodical. There was plenty of time, obviously, left. Yeah. I mean, shoot, it was tied 17-17 at the half. But come third quarter, it's just like they went away from everything. And just, I think you're right. They kind of just lost their mind. There was so much pressure on them, I think, having a home game, that they just couldn't get it back.
Well, then you flip to this morning's game, and I'm telling you what, that Miami Texas A&M game made me feel a whole heck of a lot better about the Ducks, because neither one of those offenses looked like they could move the ball at all. They were very good defensively, both of them, but the fact that neither one of those teams were very balanced, that's going to come back to bite them as they move on, one of them, Miami, moves on. But the Ducks, being a balanced team, and, you know, we got this warm-up in JMU, James Madison University. Where's that located, Jeff?
It's a great question, Jerry.
It's Harrisburg, Virginia.
I should have known.
I've got everything you need to know about James Madison today, which isn't very much in this game, but I'll share that with you later.
Well, you know, yeah, I think James Madison, they haven't seen anything. They've got one loss in the season. That was to Louisville, and I believe that was at home for them, and lost 28-14. So Louisville was touted to be a pretty darn good ball club, but as it turns out, at the end of the season, they just kind of filtered away. So James Madison, they haven't seen anything like this at all. The speed, you know, the largeness of the Ducks, for lack of a better term. I mean, the Ducks are huge and they're fast, and they just haven't seen it. And it's at Autzen Stadium. And, you know, if they were at home, maybe, you know, they could stop them and beat them by or lose by 17, but this one I think is going to be a drubbing.
I like that, the largeness. I'm going to put that. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget it. The thing that I love was Nick Saban's quote: "There's a reason there's weight classes in boxing. The bigger, faster guys, they're always going to win over the little guys." So take that for what you will. But the gap in talent between these two teams, there are 0 5 stars on James Madison. There are 3 4 stars and 109 others. With the Ducks, we have 6 5-star guys, 52 four-star guys, and whatever's left to fill out the roster is those 3-star guys. So there's a definite gap in talent. I tell you what, James Madison, whoever runs their media guys, he was doing some really good trolling all week long. He had one thing on there about the gap in talent, the difference there, and he was saying that, hey, we won't let that the gap in talent bother us. We still will not take these Duckies lightly. It was pretty funny. They were fairly creative. You know, you get some of that, you know, back and forth that actually makes you laugh is pretty good. That stuff that just is yeah, like the Husky stuff we get all the time.
That's right.
I bring that up because they also wear purple.
I definitely know I hate him now. That's like that tombstone. I know I hate you. I know for sure I do. Oh, but yeah, it doesn't even matter, Jerry, because I think the talent level is just so much better on the University of Oregon than it is James Madison, like you just said. And I just don't think this is really going to be a challenge. I think that you need to go out and almost play this as a scrimmage of sorts. And I hate to say that. I mean, I'm sure James Madison is better than just a scrimmage. I mean, they're obviously better than like a Portland State or a Montana or what have you. But, you know, I really think this is going to be similar to the Rutgers game, or where the Ducks went on the road and just absolutely throttled them. They couldn't stop the run. We've got 3 phenomenal running backs.
Ding.
And I just don't think our offensive line is solid. Hopefully we get, you know, a few of those guys back. I haven't seen that depth chart yet. But I don't think that they're going to be able to stop us on the run. Oh, and wait, we've got DeCorian Moore coming back.
Yes.
Well, who knows if he's going to play or how much he's going to play. We've got Gary Brand Jr. He's coming back. Evan Stewart, I think he is listed to possibly play, but would you? I don't know. I mean, if you just want to give him some reps maybe at some point during the game just to kind of get a feel. But you get all your receivers back, this team is – it's already dangerous.
Yeah, you know, we don't really need a whole bunch more ammo to go against these guys. Yeah, maybe, you never know. I don't want to take them too lightly. That's the way you get bit.
True.
But I was looking through some of the, you know, the offensive and defensive lines, and you know, we outweigh them by, you know, 10 to 30 pounds per guy, plus, you know, the bigger, faster, stronger type of a thing. You know, we'll see. I saw this interview with the play-by-play guy for James Madison, and he was talking about the coaching philosophy. And Bob Chesney, I believe, is their coach's name. You'll see him at UCLA next year, since he's already taken that job. But he's finishing out this playoff run, which, by all accounts, ends today at Autzen. He's got a philosophy. He run the ball, stop the run, don't commit turnovers. So the whole time he plays, he doesn't beat himself. And he came from Holy Cross before he came over there. And he replaced Kurt Cignetti, that went to Indiana, who was the previous coach at James Madison. James Madison is committed to football. They only became a member of FBS in 2022. So they've learned and they've grown up very fast to make it to the playoffs with, albeit maybe the 24th best team in the country, 12th best team.
Well, they made it. You know, they did. I mean, if you're going to get into a game, they're going to get a good payout. There's no doubt about that for the Sun Belt Conference, which is always great. You know, it is what it is. And so here we are. We're going to go play the game. And I think we're going to have to get out to a break. I think we've got Brandon down at Autzen Stadium. He's going to be calling in here shortly. So we'll get him on the line and see what's going on down there, all the hoopla, and see what kind of excitement's happening, how many JMU fans are actually down there. Before we go out, this segment is being brought to you by Domino's Pizza, home of the carryout 3-topping, $7.99. Or if you order online, you can get 10% off your order. Why wouldn't you do that?
Maybe boom.
Maybe it's 20.
I think it's 20.
Yeah. Is it 20? Okay, I stand corrected. Thanks, Jerry. All right, Tailgater Show. Ducks taking on James Madison. We'll be back after this.
KYKN's F&W Fans High School Basketball Game of the Week on Monday has the McNary Boys hosting the annual Candy Cane Basketball Classic with five other top statewide teams competing. Join Charlie McGuire for McNary Boys Hoop Action Monday, presented by Home Fire Stoves and Grill City. Pregame at 6, tip-off about 6:15 on 1430 KYKN and KYKN.com.
If you want to save a ton of money on a new vehicle before the year is over, then head into Robertson Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for the Wrap Up the Year sales event happening right now. For starters, you can get 25% off the MSRP on a brand new 2025 Dodge Ram 1500, Cyber 25D T203. Or how about $13,000 off the MSRP on a brand new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, Cyber 25U140. And every truck comes with America's best powertrain limited warranty of 10 years and 100,000 miles. The Wrap Up the Year sales event happening right now at Robertson Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you'll find more muscle on mission and more horsepower on Hawthorne.
We're America's Floor Store.
This is Dave, owner of Color Tile and Carpet in Salem. People are always asking if we sell waterproof flooring, and the answer is yes. Whether it's water from the kitchen sinks or the bathroom, spilling a glass of water, or your pet has an accident on the floor, our waterproof luxury vinyl tile is the perfect remedy. It's affordable and easy to install, but if installing isn't your thing, Color Tile will be happy to do it for you. Stop by Color Tile today and check out our incredible selection of waterproof flooring and the thousands of square feet we carry in stock. We're located in Academy Square across from the Lancaster Mall.
The holidays are coming and we have everything you need at GA at Home. Our tree lot opens November 20th with beautiful fresh green trees and wreaths available. If you're looking for a flocked tree, we've got you covered. With many sizes to choose from, you're sure to find what you're looking for. GA at Home has everything you need to make your home merry and bright this holiday season. Beautiful home decor, clothing, and amazing gift ideas for everyone on your list. Come see us at 5711 Gaffin Road Southeast. GA at Home for the holidays. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Testosterone ads and clinics are everywhere, but most are just selling hype and one-size-fits-all plans that don't actually work. I'm Chris, the owner and provider at Quality Men's Health, and we do things differently. We are the only clinic in Oregon using testosterone in the cleanest and most effective MCT oil. We also offer all-inclusive pricing and my personal cell phone number for every patient, as well as a completely free initial consultation. On top of all of that, we were just voted the best men's clinic in the Willamette Valley. Visit QUALI-TMensHealth.com and experience the quality difference.
When a corn chip tastes as good as it sounds, it must be from Wantonio's. Since 1977, Wantonio's has been making corn chips here in Oregon their own special way. Enjoy their tangy flavored chips too. Chili Peño, Jalapeño, and Sweet Chili. And they're all gluten-free. Get Wantonio's tangy fresh homemade salsas too. Nachos never tasted so good. Juanita's is now Wantonio's. Crazy good chips from Wantonio's.
Tommy Richardson here to tell you about my lawyer, Dale Kennedy from Kennedy Tax Solutions. You know, not every attorney gets you results, but sweet Dale does. He'll straighten out your situation for audits, back taxes, trust fund liabilities, unfiled returns, offers in compromise. Give him a call. He's approachable. He's friendly. He has the velvet lips of justice. He'll help you with your case and your tax problem. Just call him. You have rights. Kennedy Tax Solutions has the rep and the power to make a deal. Now that's what I'm talking about. Don't just roll over and donate your rights to the government and unknown law firms who don't have your best interest in mind. Don't push aside your peace of mind and well-being just because you're in a difficult financial situation. Don't get screwed! Dale Kennedy, an attorney that will help you calm the storms of your tax difficulties. He's helped scores of clients reduce their tax liabilities by tens of thousands of dollars. He will help you! Dale Kennedy is the man! Call 503-598-9070. That's 503-598-9070 or KennedyTaxSolutions.com. Kennedy, Kennedy, Kennedy!
This is the Capital Auto Group Duck Tailgaters Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff, Jerry, and Brandon.
And I got to thank Dale Kennedy at Kennedy Tax Solutions for his sponsorship of our show. And I saw sweet Dale Kennedy for lunch this last week, and he's doing very well. So I thought I'd pass that along. And he can help you with your tax problems. And I don't know if he's in on the crypto thing, but if you transfer things, you're probably going to have to pay taxes from exchanges to cold wallets. So just be on the lookout for that if you do own cryptocurrency. I know that's taking it to a different level, but that's what we do here on the Tailgater Show at 1430 KYKN. The Ducks, number 5 in the country, taking on the number 12/24 James Madison Dukes.
The Dukes.
From Harrisburg, Virginia. That's a long ways to travel. They go, what's that, 3,000 miles?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the map.
Well, we're waiting for Okay, well, you know where Virginia is. Did you pass geography, Jerry? I mean,
I'm pretty good at geography. I'm not very good at measuring the distance, however.
Yeah, there you go. Still waiting for Brandon to call. Apparently, he's having too much fun down at Autzen Stadium, and so we'll see if we can get a an update from the parking lot or wherever the heck he might be. But yeah, this one is going to be. I don't know. I hope it's fairly competitive to begin with, but not really.
It'll be interesting. James Madison. So when Kurt Cignetti left, he took 20 of his players with him, right? So you'd think that team would be just devastated. When Kalen DeBoer took over at Alabama, Nick Saban's players went all over the place. They're littered throughout the SEC and the country, you know, playing for things. And DeBoer had a little bit of a tough, you know, I mean, he won yesterday, but a little bit of a tough thing. It wasn't quite to the standard that they expect. So you thought James Madison would have been falling off the map. The exact opposite has happened. You know, this Bob Chesney feller, he's elevated that team and made them relevant. But they got two players that you need to watch today. One is their quarterback, Alonzo Barrett. He's mostly a running guy. Uh-oh, Barrett just jumped. He thought I was talking to him. but this guy, oh, how far is it?
2,808.
So you're pretty
miles.
Close with your 3,000 miles. Heck, you pass. C plus. Go. So Alonzo Barrett, he beat out Matthew Sluka. And if you know who Matthew Sluka is, that nobody out there is going to scratch their head there. Why would he say that? He was that guy at UNLV last year that thought he was so good that he should get some NIL money, and he quit the team after four games.
That's right.
And so he entered the transfer portal, and then he couldn't get picked up anywhere. And Bob Chesney, he was the former coach at Holy Cross, which is where Sluka came from to go to UNLV. It's a wicked web we weave in this NIL world and the transfer portal and all this. So he goes there thinking, okay, I'm going to win the job here and play for the Dukies. And he gets beat out by this guy mostly because of his running ability. And that's why this team is top five in the country in rushing, is because they not only have a pretty good running back. I got a cool story on him, too. But their quarterback rushes for a lot of yards. He's their second leading rusher on their team, but he's kind of a stud. But their running back, he played for Kurt Cignetti. I think he was a freshman or a sophomore for Cignetti when Cignetti's last year. And he went to Cignetti and said, hey, I want to become I want to sit out, because he played four games. He goes, I want to preserve my redshirt year. Cignetti told him, no, you're going to play. On special teams is all he'd played on. So he entered the transfer portal. And at the end of the year when Cignetti left, he went and visited the coaches and said, hey, can I come back? And he fought his way back. 5'7", 200 pounds, but he's been a spark plug for him. Wayne Knight, pretty good player, ran for 1,200 yards on the year. So two guys to watch that could make it interesting if the Dukes decide to make it interesting.
Well, you know, I think it's fair to say that if the Ducks stop the run defensively, then I think that they're going to be okay, because it seems like that is their bread and butter, obviously. And let's see here. I got a message. It's from Hunter. Brandon is apparently on the line. So let's get him in, Hunter. Brandon, are you there?
I am here.
All right. How's everything down at Autzen?
The parking lot at Autzen Stadium, tailgating with all the fans. And surprisingly, quite a few James Madison people around.
Well, they haven't seen the Pacific Ocean, I would imagine.
Yeah, nope. A lot of purple in town. Went out last night. We came down last night, me and a couple of buddies, and went out to dinner and saw quite a few fans. And then this morning went out to breakfast and saw quite a few fans again. So great for them for showing up. I mean, this has got to be their Super Bowl.
Hey, what was their confidence level?
You know, let's just say they know what they're going into. But, hey, it's a great trip for them to come out to Oregon and see Autzen Stadium. I think a lot of the fans there think that that's like their, you know, it's like a holy grail, one of the holy grail stadiums that, you know, people want to see. And they're showing up in mass. So it's actually a great turnout for them.
Well, that's great. So is it pretty crowded down there yet? Are people showing up?
They are. You know, we actually are in the RV lot this weekend, and surprisingly not completely full, but there are still quite a few people. I mean, it's a it's a tough weekend, right? It's the weekend before Christmas, so a lot of people are doing that with their families. And but surprisingly, it's still a lot of people out here.
Well, it is early still, Brandon, and I would think typically this is the case. And then by the time it's game time, that place packs out. It'll be interesting to see if the student section is actually going to show up, because that's a big deal. They take up like three total sections in that west end zone, kind of on the north side, and they're the ones that get pretty raucous and really get the players rolling coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, I can give you an update when the game kicks off, but obviously we'll be off the air. I will say that without the students being here and being a late weekend in December, we're seeing more people that normally wouldn't come to games. I mean, I got some friends that showed up, and, you know, they don't normally come to the games, and they're here because of this. So,
you know, that's a good point. It is Christmas vacation.
One fan base falls off, the other fan base picks up.
Well, it's interesting about that too, because a lot of the prep that JMU has been doing is for the noise that they'll hear. But this is a little different crowd, you know. They offered section 4, which is normally a student section, up to the public from the get go. So they knew that the student tickets weren't being picked up. So that'll be interesting to gauge the noise level there.
Yeah, I really think that's a good point. Because you're right, the students do really kind of get the players going, right? Because the players are students as well. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think it's going to be a great Autzen crowd regardless, whether it's full or not. And, yeah, it is early, but, you know, I'm still seeing a lot of green fill up the parking lot here.
As you should. So let me ask you, Brandon, have you heard anything about the depth chart at all? We know that DeCorian Moore and Gary Brandt Jr. for sure coming. Have you heard anything on Evan Stewart, maybe our offensive lines? We got any guys coming back? Are they still on the injured list?
You know, earlier this week I heard the same thing as you about DeCorian and Gary Brandt Jr. and Evan Stewart was listed in that mix. The latest update I heard from today was he went from questionable to doubtful. So we'll see if he actually ends up on the sideline. And, you know, to be honest with you, he hasn't played all year, hasn't played since April, May, when he tore his patella tendon. I don't know if this would be a great game for – well, actually, you know what? I'm going to rephrase that. I think this would be a great game for him to come back and knock the rust off. I don't think we're going to see it today.
Yeah, I have a tendency to think just like you, Brandon. And you can't risk anything. It's kind of a catch-22 almost. You want to get him out there and get him into some kind of game speed, but on the flip side, you sure don't want him to re-injure that thing. You just need to make sure that you're 100% before you actually even step on that field.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, and I think that's one of the things about Lanning and this staff is that they're not going to let a player. Whether the player, you know, because we're all players at whatever sport we do, we want to get out and play, and I don't think he will let them back on the field if they're not 100%. And, you know, this was supposed to be Evan Stewart's last year. He was going to go pro next year, this coming draft, and I actually think we might see him back next year.
I think that's very possible. Hey, what about Trey McNutt? Have you heard anything on him?
McNutt. No, I haven't heard anything about McNutt. Same difference or same thing. You know, he broke his leg in the spring before spring ball, and we haven't really seen him all year. I think he's still listed on the same list as doubtful, but I think this would be actually a great game if he's able to go to get out there and get some run because, you know, we're going to lose a couple of guys in the backfield next year, and I think he'd be a great addition to get out there and get some plays this
game. I heard an interview where some of the players were saying he was just really flashing out in the practices and stuff. So that's why I was just kind of curious about him. But, yeah, better off to not risk anything.
Yeah, I mean, broken leg. I mean, he's a freshman, young kid, so they tend to heal a little bit faster than us old guys. But, you know, we want him to be 100% before he comes out.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, hey, thanks for joining us here on the Tailgater Show. Enjoy the ball game down there. Should be a lot of fun, as it always is. And, yeah, just got to say, go Ducks, huh?
Yeah, go Ducks. We'll have a great All time, right. And we'll have a full update on today's experience when we convene in a couple of weeks for the Orange Bowl.
Sounds great. I love the positive thinking.
I assumed mine, and I was like, no. Just
all right. All right. Tailgater Show. We'll be back right after this.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The warmth, the memories, the music, the stories, and the legends. It's an American Christmas, starring Chip Davis, founder and musical director of Mannheim Steamroller. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
It all gets underway Christmas Eve at 1 p.m. on 1430 KYKN.
Highway Trailer Sales in Salem can put you in comfort and style with your next trailer purchase. Highway Trailer Sales is a family business, and our approach to sales is different. Our mission is to serve our customers with knowledge, great products, and kindness. Let's hear what one of our customers have to say.
We have been so happy with our trailer and our experience here that we recommend it to all of our friends. When we traded in our camper, we got a really fair price. Thanks, Highway Trailer Sales, for taking care of our family.
Highway Trailer Sales, our family, taking care of all your family's trailer needs since 1973.
Highway Trailer Sales, just north of I-5, exit 258 in Salem.
The Red Tag Sales event is on now at Capital Chevrolet, and we have our largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles of the year to choose from. And to make things even better, we are offering no payments for 120 days. That's right, save your money for the holidays and don't make a payment until April 2026. Visit us in person or online 24/7/365 at capital-chevy.com. We do it your way, every day, on the parkway. Must be a MAPS Credit Union member to qualify with an experience score of 696 or higher. See dealer for more qualifying details.
I'm with Dr. Bazin here at Oregon Medical Centers. And Doctor, let's talk sports.
Yeah, sports. You know, if you've had an injury, whether it's a knee injury, shoulder injury, hip injury, neck or back injury, come and see us and learn the latest about regenerative medicine. High-profile athletes have undergone regenerative medicine. What they do is they get regenerative medicine and, you know, so they can avoid taking drugs or, you know, getting shots or surgery.
Here's the number to call to find out more, 503-345-6940.
You've been asking for it, and at Domino's, we listen. Introducing our new medium stuffed crust pizza. And this just isn't any basic stuffed crust. This is Domino's stuffed crust. We start with our premium buttery flavored dough, stuffed with melty 100% real mozzarella cheese, then topped with our signature garlic seasoning and a sprinkle of real Parmesan. It is fantastic. It's available only in medium, so you can add one to our awesome $6.99 mix and match deal for only $4 more. Go to Domino's.com and try it today.
Hi, this is TJ Sullivan with Hagen Hamilton Insurance Solutions, and we've reached that point in the year where people over the age of 65 need to be thinking about their health insurance. As we enter into open enrollment, you have the opportunity to pick the right plan for your doctors and your healthcare needs. Pick the wrong plan and you could end up not being able to see the doctors you want and paying a lot more out of your pocket. Our advisors will help make sure that you are making the wisest decisions with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 503-344-1300 to schedule an appointment.
Flickering lights, constant breaker trips, or maybe you're just ready for an upgrade to keep your home or business running smoothly. Hi, I'm Dustin Sellers, owner of Connections Electric. At Connections Electric, we tackle your electrical issues swiftly and expertly, from simple repairs to complex solutions. Our teams ensure your home or business stays safe and powered. Call Connections Electric today at 503-390-7914 or visit us online at ConnectionsElectricGroup.com. Connections Electric, powering your world one connection at a time.
Hi, this is Todd Covert, owner of Bond Roof Care in Salem. If your roof needs to be cleaned, maintained, repaired, or possibly even replaced, then Bond Roof Care is the one to call. We are the Mid-Valley's cleaning, maintenance, and re-roofing specialists. You can count on us to be professional, courteous, and respect the environment around your home.
Bond Roof Care of Salem. Call 503-363-0005 or visit them on the web at bondroofcare.com. Bond Roof Care of Salem, an equal opportunity employer. CCB number 130404.
This is the Capital Auto Group Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now back to Jeff, Jerry, and Brandon.
And here we are at the undisclosed location in South Salem. Ducks taking on James Madison. College football playoff coming to Autzen Stadium for the first time. But then I guess this is only the second year of the expanded college football playoff. So it's going to be a lot of fun down there. Brandon, I think he's going to enjoy it. Obviously sounds like he is. He's making a weekend of it. Yeah. And good times down there. So it's going to be a little chilly, though. It's going to get cold. That wind is whipping out there. you typically at Autzen, it starts blowing, especially in the evenings around kickoff time, about 4:30. It's probably going to calm down a little bit, but I mean that is a cold wind.
I tell you what, I just got to compare it to my inability to go out and play golf in the cold and the rain anymore. You know, I used to be a mutter. Not anymore. I can't do it. I don't want to be out there. I don't want to be on those stands. Can't do it.
Yeah, that's the undisclosed location for us.
Yes, correct.
So that's where we are. That's what we like to do. And it is December, Matt. I mean, we typically don't play football in December in Oregon. It just doesn't happen. But now that we've got this whole playoff, things actually worked out really nicely for the Ducks coming. I think they have probably the best scenario to, if there is one, to get to the college football national championship game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you think about last year when we fell into the trap of having to play Ohio State after we did everything right in the season and then the conference championship, and then our reward is playing Ohio State. Well, this year we get James Madison, so maybe it's a makeup call. You know, and then if we get past, once we get past James Madison, we'll take on Texas Tech. So, you know, the number four seed in there, so arguably the worst of the top four seeds in there. We don't want to take on Indiana again just yet, but we'll eventually get there.
You know, I think Texas Tech, they've been touted to have a great defense, and their offense isn't all that fantastic. So I think their best two wins of the season were both against the BYU during the regular season and for the Big 12 championship game, and they blew them out both times. One was at Texas Tech, and the other one, I can't remember, I think AT&T Stadium, whatever. But doesn't matter. I think that Big 12 was obviously down. I think we did play a Big 12 team this year and actually just completely obliterated them, Oklahoma State.
Oh, that's right.
What was that, 63 to maybe a couple of field goals? Have to look back and look at that one, but that was a complete drubbing. So I don't know about Texas Tech. I think the Ducks are definitely going to be able to handle them, especially on a neutral field. And, you know, they're going to have to go, you know, maybe just over 3,000 miles down to Miami in the Orange Bowl. But I think that's going to be a good scenario for them.
I was really happy to see that. When I originally saw it, I thought that we were going to have to face them in the Cotton Bowl. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, that's like a home game for them. But with us going both heading to the Orange Bowl, I love it. That's a true neutral site game for us. So I feel pretty good about that. Texas Tech was touted as the best team money can buy in college football this year. You know, they had the NIL guys open up the pocketbook for them this year. They apparently are a $31 million team. That's a number that hasn't been verified, unverified. That's yeah, that's right. The word. Words are hard. But most of it's on that defensive side too,
right.
And they've got that linebacker that was talked about as being the best defensive player in the country. So
well, you kind of need more than one.
Well, yeah.
And so hopefully they've got a couple of them because they're going to need them. I mean, seriously, they are. I mean, the Ducks' offensive line is spectacular. The running backs. I mean, Whittington, Davison. Who's our other guy?
You know, Lamar's going to be back in this one.
I'm sorry?
De'Aaron Hill Jr. is the other
junior.
But Lamar's going to be back in this one, too.
Really?
So he's practicing. So
yeah,
everybody's back.
The Ducks coming into this, you know, almost really, 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 really close to being at full force. That's going to be a problem for a lot of these teams because I know a lot of these teams, a lot of them are just, they're super dinged up. I mean, especially today. Let's talk about that Miami and Texas A&M game. I mean, Miami had a couple of guys in the last series when Texas A&M was driving to try and score a touchdown. Obviously got intercepted in the end zone, if you didn't know. Miami ended up winning 10-3. But in the end zone, one of their key linebackers just absolutely destroyed their tight end. Helmet to helmet, should have. I was looking at that. Could have been a targeting call, in my opinion, but I'm not a ref. I don't live in New York, and so I don't get to say anything. But, you know, those were two seriously hard hit plays right there. And two Miami guys, they got up and they didn't even know where they were.
Well, and one of those guys hadn't played since November 15th either. So he just got back from an injury. And so everybody's banged up this time of year. But that has kind of been the theme of some of these games. A lot of guys back for the first time in several weeks and whatnot. But when I think about our team and the balance that we have and looking at those teams this morning, Miami and Texas A&M, The offense didn't exist for either one of them. So the balance that they do or do not have, I think that's going to be a problem for them. You know, well, Miami goes on and takes on Ohio State, mm-hmm. another team that is very balanced.
Yeah, so I don't know. Cristobal, I think he got lucky. I mean, we were crying because they shouldn't have got in. Because really, they shouldn't have got in. And neither should have Alabama, who came back and beat Oklahoma after being down 17-0, scored 27 unanswered points last night. And, you know, good for them. You have to give kudos to DeBoer. Their team, they got momentum, and they came in, and they just they took care of business at Oklahoma and Norman. So
that is kind of the Notre Dame. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, because they were the ones crying the most about that, because they didn't win their conference. You know, Duke won their conference, for goodness sakes. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that, because they didn't get into their championship game. I mean, obviously the Ducks didn't either, but still, just where they are in the rankings, Miami was like way on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And to get in like that, and not to take anybody who went to their championship game, Virginia or Duke, but you're not going to take Duke. I mean, my gosh, they were like 7-5 on the season. They're not going. I mean, it's too bad that Virginia lost that game, because they would have been in, but I don't think that they would have I don't think that they would have beaten Texas A&M.
Yeah, you know, as much as I dislike Miami and Cristobal, quite frankly, now they're kind of a good story. They got in through the back door, and, well, they're moving on.
You know, they have a very elusive running back. That guy was unbelievable. And then you had Lightfoot defensively. I think he's one of the linebackers, but that kid can hit. And they're fun to watch. I mean, they fly all over the place, and they really got after it today. I was pretty impressed.
Well, and Carson Beck, you know, coming over from Georgia, mm-hmm. he's got the experience in the championship game. So, you know, they are a team to be reckoned with, but that offense didn't look very good.
No, neither team looked good at all. And I think Miami is really going to struggle against Ohio State in their next matchup. So we'll see what happens there, but that's not going to be played until, what, New Year's Day. That's when all the games are going to be played. So, and I think the Ducks and Texas Tech, barring the Oregon wins this game today, which I think they will, they're going to be a 9 a.m. kickoff on New Year's Day. That's an early wake-up call for us. So we're going to have to work.
Why go to bed?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not sure. So, yeah. It's going to be pretty interesting. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Alabama and Indiana at the Rose Bowl. I really think that's going to be a pretty good game.
You know, just knowing Indiana's defense and what we saw out of Alabama against Oklahoma, I mean, they scored on that pick six. Mm-hmm. They scored off of that block punt. They scored off of that fourth and two where their right tackle jumped, and they still got the, you know, well, let's let that go. He's tied. But they didn't show me much on offense. I think Indiana will shut down their offense. And I think Indiana, you know, early prediction, I think Indiana's going to, you know, win that game.
I agree with you. But I think it's going to be close. Although it may not be. That's why they play the games, Jerry.
I love it. Yes, they do. Any given Saturday, right?
Oh, man, that's great. Okay, well, you know what? I think kickoff is slated for just a little bit after 4:30. And, again, we mentioned this earlier, it's going to get a little chilly. I think the high is going to be 53 today down in Eugene, and it's going to drop fast.
You know, it's interesting, though. That probably should have asked Brandon about this, the weather down there. So it's kind of windy here, but down there, the weather conditions were about as good as you could expect, you know, towards the end of December.
Agreed. So it should be a track meet. And I'm looking forward to watching that. It's going to be great. Or listening to it. Actually, you know what I like to do is I like to listen to Jerry Allen, and then I like to watch the game on TV. And I just think it's better. I like the homer.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all right, we got to get out to a break. The Tailgater Show at the undisclosed location down here in South Salem. Ducks taking on James Madison. We'll be back right after these short messages.
The holidays. Hard to believe they're already here. And if you're planning on heading out of town, better make sure your car is ready for the road ahead. Ted and Billy Kaiser Transmission want to ask, how's your transmission? You don't want to get caught on the side of the road on your way to Grandma's house this year, so why not stop by and see Ted or Billy Kaiser Transmission for a quick checkup? They have over 40 years of experience and can handle all of your automatic transmission service and repair needs. Kaiser Transmission, easy to find at 3575 Cherry Avenue North in Kaiser, or call 503-390-5050.
This is Brian Merrill at Mercedes Sprinter Van of Salem.
If you're a business owner and need to upgrade your fleet, look no further than the Mercedes Sprinter van. The Mercedes Sprinter cargo van works like you do. No hesitation, no wasted motion. Class-leading payload capacities let you design a configuration that meets your needs. With our 11 to 15 and a half foot cargo beds and roof heights of 6'3", it'll help increase cargo volume to give you more ways to increase productivity. Plus, you'll stay on the road longer with a service interval of up to 20,000 miles. Now's the perfect time to buy, as you can take advantage of the tax credit on your 179 tax deduction on select commercial vans. Stop by and see me, Brian Merrill, your Sprinter expert, today, 2405 Commercial Street South in Salem.
At Domino's, we think life has become way too complicated. We want to make it super easy to save some of your hard-earned money on all your favorite, delicious Domino's items. Just go to Domino's.com and order pizza, wings, bread twists, salads, sandwiches, pasta, soft drinks, desserts, or whatever you'd like. Press the 20% off your entire order coupon and boom! You save 20% on your entire order. It doesn't get any easier than that. Save 20% right now at Domino's.com. You save 20% on your entire order. Domino's.com.
Hair loss has been on offense for too long. It's time to put your defense on the field. A free scalp analysis at Get Hair MD is the first step in tackling hair loss. With proven plays for regrowth and thicker hair without surgery or downtime. Don't wait until the fourth quarter. Get in the game now. Schedule your free scalp analysis today at tryhairmd.com.
Pearland Mill Steel Buildings, manufactured right here in Hubbard, Oregon. Local, reliable, and Oregon proud. When you need a building that stands strong and goes up fast, you need Pearland Mill Steel Buildings. From shops and barns to arenas, warehouses, and commercial complexes, they deliver complete pre-engineered steel building systems. Engineered, delivered, and backed by quality. They stand behind every product they build. No middlemen, no endless delays, just solid steel buildings designed for your project and shipped directly to your site. Whether it's a family shop, a working barn, or a massive commercial project, they turn your vision into steel reality. Quality crafted, strong, and built to last. Call them today at 503-981-6300, stop by their Hubbard location, or visit them online at PearlandMillsSteelBuildings.com. Pearland Mill Steel Buildings, engineered strong, Oregon proud.
We're America's floor store.
This is Dave, owner of Color Tile and Carpet in Salem. People are always asking if we sell waterproof flooring, and the answer is yes. Whether it's water from the kitchen sinks or the bathroom, spilling a glass of water, or your pet has an accident on the floor, our waterproof luxury vinyl tile is the perfect remedy. It's affordable and easy to install, but if installing isn't your thing, Color Tile will be happy to do it for you. Stop by Color Tile today and check out our incredible selection of waterproof flooring and the thousands of square feet we carry in stock. We're located in Academy Square across from the Lancaster Mall.
This is the Capital Auto Group Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff, Jerry, and Brandon.
Welcome back. Minus Brandon, Tailgater Show. He's down at Autzen, and we're at the undisclosed location. And maybe we're in Kaiser. Maybe we're in West Salem. Maybe we're nowhere to be found. It's hard to say. But all I do know, Jerry, is that the Ducks are taking on James Madison down at Autzen Stadium. And
I was waiting for the punchline on that. It didn't come.
There wasn't one. Like,
come on. Hit me with it.
You're just sitting there staring at me. I think you really got me nervous. I didn't know what to do. I was kind of beside myself. But not that I can be beside myself. But, you know, that's another story altogether. But Ducks, what do you think the keys to the game for the Ducks should be today?
Well, you know, we talked about the Dukes a little bit with the, you know, run the ball, stop the run, and don't make mistakes. It's very similar to what the Ducks have to do. And quite frankly, if James Madison is at all successful at stopping our running game a little bit, and I don't think they will, with the talent that we have there and with our, again, Joe Moore finalist offensive line, if they do, if they slow us down a little bit, I just want to see a really good game out of Dante Moore. No mistakes. our receivers are phenomenal, and we're getting some of our phenomenal receivers back from injury. I'm going to go for three phenomenals. but I'd love to see some really mistake-free, good, crisp passing. I want to see that Will Stein is still engaged and still running this offense. You know, he's got a ton of, I hate to say trick plays, but I'll call them trick plays. He's got a bunch of that, misdirection type of stuff. I would love to see some very solid passing offense out of us. We know we can run the ball. I think we're going to need, some of that passing against Texas Tech stops the run as well. So we're going to need to be able to do it. So I'd really like to see us come out, knock some of that rust off, have some really crisp passing, get Kenyon Sadiq, warm, hot, and, let him go. And, limit the mistakes. Penalties has been our bugaboo. We haven't had a whole lot of turnovers this year, but the penalties have been a bugaboo for us. So for me, it is still run the ball. You always run the ball. Mm-hmm. You always stop the run. But I do want to see us to have a very crisp passing game today, and I want us to limit any mistakes.
I think the Ducks have so many weapons. They can pretty much do anything, and I think they are going to do that today. I want to see DeCorey Moore go deep. If he's going to be playing, I want to see some shots, down the field in a big way. Benson, can't forget about this guy because he has been the catalyst for this receiving crew over the past few games. Ever since DeCorian went out, I mean, this guy is the man. But
100%. Being our third string receiver, to have him step up the way he has, mm-hmm. and he is a legit, number one guy now.
And let's not forget about Johnson and Sadiq. I mean, you got two tight ends, which are quote-unquote receivers. There's so much that they have in the mix. And let's not forget about our trifecta in the backfield, who you can hit a screen on the out. I mean, they're just so talented everywhere. And we just have to run the ball up the middle. And it's going to open up everything else because I don't see the defensive line of James Madison stopping anything.
I love that you brought up Johnson. Sadiq and Johnson, those two tight ends. I was looking at some of the stats and just going through our receivers, and we've got so many receivers on the – it's a MASH unit over there. They're all out. And then to look at him, he's got 23 catches on the year. He's climbing up that list. He's like, one of our most reliable receivers now. But he's a beast. We're gonna be in good hands when Sadiq moves on.
Yeah, I think you're right. And – the fact of the matter is that, James Madison, they just don't have the talent to be able to stop, the Ducks, I don't think, today. But when you get to the next game, Texas Tech, they're going to have some athletes. There's no doubt about that. And so you're going to, have a little bit better game plan there. And then you're either taking on Alabama or Indiana. And I'm hoping that it is Indiana because it's, like we've seen this year, it's super hard for any team to beat the same team twice in one year. And so it happened to the Ducks last year against Ohio State. And I really think it's payback time. I think Indiana had a phenomenal game plan when they came into Autzen Stadium and just took it to them. I mean, they really confused Dante Moore, and he really didn't know what to do.
Last night, Oklahoma found out that it's very hard to beat the same team twice,
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I think we're being infiltrated. Bobby Bones says he knows the undisclosed location.
Who is Bobby? Just kidding, Bobby. We appreciate you listening. Anybody else texting you, Jerry? And if they are,
I'm getting a bunch of stuff now. They're starting to blast me.
All right,
we're out on the golf course now. Not that has anything to do with the undisclosed.
Absolutely
location.
Not. Okay, well, they're probably blasting it out there so everybody can hear. So, which is a good thing. I think that makes us feel pretty good. So, all right, we're going to have to get out to our final break. And we're going to come back and give you everybody's predictions from all over probably the Salem area and beyond. So we'll be back after this. Ducks taking on James Madison. Tailgater Show right here on 1430 KYKN.
At halfpriceoregon.com, you can save 50 to 90% off the regular price on items like restaurants, entertainment, car care, golf, and tons more. Browse the savings right now and save 50 to 90% at halfpriceoregon.com.
I'm with Dr. Basine here at Oregon Medical Centers. And, Dr., Let's talk sports.
Yeah, sports. You know, if you've had an injury, whether it's knee injury, shoulder injury, hip injury, neck or back injury, come and see us and learn the latest about regenerative medicine. High-profile athletes have undergone regenerative medicine. What they do is they get regenerative medicine and, you know, so they can avoid taking drugs or, you know, getting shots or surgery.
Here's the number to call to find out more, 503-345-6940.
Welcome to Freedom Plumbing and Drain, your reliable, locally owned plumbing partner in the heart of the Mid-Valley. With a commitment to serving the needs of their customers, they take pride in offering top-notch plumbing solutions that cater to homeowners and commercial businesses in Salem, Dallas, and the surrounding areas. From repairs to installations, Freedom Plumbing and Drain has the skilled team that can handle all aspects of plumbing. Seniors, veterans, and first responders receive a 10% discount. Check out Freedom Plumbing and Drain on Facebook or call 503-800-9151.
Hi folks, this is Dale Kennedy from Kennedy Tax Solutions. I'm both a CPA and an attorney. And here's what that means. A few years back, I had a client who had paid the 800 numbers nearly $10,000. After a year, he was still unhappy with his results. When he came to me, I realized I could solve his problem as a CPA, not as a lawyer. I redid his tax returns, reducing his liability to almost nothing. Within weeks, he was out of my office, all for a fraction of the cost he had paid the 800 numbers. Make your way over to my website today at KennedyTaxSolutions.com.
The winter can bring on sudden and sometimes drastic weather changes. And if your home or business has a propane gas heating system, Blue Star Gas is the one to call should something go wrong. The Blue Star Gas team is dedicated to providing you with the best customer service possible. So if you're not getting the service you deserve with your current supplier, you can count on Blue Star Gas to get things up and running as soon as possible. Blue Star Gas, the only name you need to remember for the best propane service in the Willamette Valley. Serving your industrial, commercial, and residential propane needs since 1938. For a location near you, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com. And be sure to ask them about their amazing new customer special offer.
John Domashofsky here for Auto Team Service Center, 2305 McGillcrest Street, Southeast. Does your transmission slip or shudder as it shifts? Does it take too long to go into drive or reverse? Our certified transmission technician can tell if you need a minor service or a major repair. Contact us today to arrange service at 503-585-6266. Be safe and stay healthy. Auto Team Service Center, 2305 McGillcrest Street Southeast, a better way to maintain your car.
You've been asking for it, and at Domino's, we listen. Introducing our new medium stuffed crust pizza. And this just isn't any basic stuffed crust. This is Domino's stuffed crust. We start with our premium buttery flavored dough, stuffed with melty 100% real mozzarella cheese, then topped with our signature garlic seasoning and a sprinkle of real Parmesan. It is fantastic. It's available only in medium, so you can add one to our awesome $6.99 mix and match deal for only $4 more. Go to Domino's.com and try it today.
The holidays are coming and we have everything you need at GA at Home. Our tree lot opens November 20th with beautiful fresh green trees and wreaths available. If you're looking for a flocked tree, we've got you covered. With many sizes to choose from, you're sure to find what you're looking for. GA at Home has everything you need to make your home merry and bright this holiday season. Beautiful home decor, clothing, and amazing gift ideas for everyone on your list. Come see us at 5711 Gaffin Road Southeast. GA at Home for the holidays. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This is the Capital Auto Group Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now back to Jeff, Jerry, and Brandon.
Brought to you by Color Tile of Salem. Man, that music just kept going forever. I kind of like that, though, man. It gets you all pumped up and ready for the game. Are you kidding me? Okay, Tim Hammer, Domino's Pizza. He's on the money so many times. He's got the Ducks winning 41-10 with a strong arm emoji. And what do we got? We got Dave Suing back in the studio. He's got the Ducks winning 44-14. And then we have Hunter Newton, who had to leave the studio, and he's saying 38-6 Ducks, which I think that's probably a pretty good score there too. So that's all I got from my side. Jerry, take it away, because I know you've got like a slew.
Well, Scotty V's out there on the golf course right now. He just sent me 37-17 Ducks. Barrett's got it going 48-6. I like that a lot. That was more towards my first prediction, but I came off that a little bit. Tiffany's got 48-16, and Benjamin Bodenheimer, 43-9. You know, I look at this game a lot like our game against Liberty from 2 years ago. And Liberty came in, they were 13-1 out of Conference USA. You know, now here we are, a 12-1 team out of the Sun Belt. Just kind of going, huh, you know, these peripheral conferences, whatnot. And they came in with a lot of hype, and, you know, and that was on a neutral field. And then we walked away with a 45-6 victory. So I was thinking somewhere along those lines. But I settled on 42-13, thinking we take the foot off the gas a little bit, and they maybe get a garbage touchdown. But I think they only get two field goals in the real part of it, and they might get some sort of garbage in the end.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm hearing those things.
I know. But you're hearing them too. Thank God. I thought maybe somebody does.
I feel like I'm like in outer space somewhere. This is really bizarre. But, you know, it is a new time. It's a new era. But, you know, I've got – isn't it me now? Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we've got a little bit of time here. But I've got the Ducks winning. I think that this thing is not going to be like the Liberty game, and I'll tell you why. Because I think that was indicative of Bo Nix and team getting snubbed out of the college football playoff scenario. And so I think they wanted to prove a point. Bo Nix wanted to prove a point. He stayed and played in the bowl game, which was really classy of him. Yeah. And so I don't think it's going to be that bad. So, yeah, we're just getting notices. So don't worry about those beeps. And it's okay. Just turn down that sound. And, you know, it's just we're KYKN. We're not ESPN. But, you know, it is what it is. So we just have fun. So, yeah, what I'm trying to say is – you know, I think the Ducks are definitely going to win, and I've got them 45-17. I think in the end, I think that the fourth string is going to be in there. They're going to allow a touch, kind of like the Northwestern game where they were up 34-0, and Northwestern ends up scoring like 14 points, which was ridiculous, and they should have never done that. But it is what it is. Still a win, and some lightning bolts overnight. That was a weird game too. There's been a lot of really weird games this season for the Ducks, and they've been able to pull all of them off except for one home game. So you've got to give it to these guys because they've been through a gauntlet.
I was kind of thinking about that. If this was a really rainy, weathery game, I figured, man, we've already gone through this. We've got plenty of experience at it.
I don't know what happened there. Dave, are we still on the air here? Are we going to go to the game? Yeah. We've got technical difficulties, and so we're just trying to figure this one out. And I guess that's what happens when you get to the end of the season. We've got 20 seconds, so I guess we're going to be.
Let's just keep talking until we hear some music.
I think we're just going to pass it off to Jerry, Jorgie, and Joey Mack, and they're going to give you the rest until we hit kickoff at 4:30. Enjoy the ball game, everybody.
We really ended this with a crescendo.
Doggone it. Let's do it. Okay, Tailgater Show right here on 1430 KYKN. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Whether it's traveling cross-country to visit family, tailgating at football games, going to the beach, mountains, high desert areas, everyone's RVing experience is different, and the memories always last a lifetime. Start a family tradition today and build memories for tomorrow at Highway Trailer Sales.
Highway Trailer Sales, just north of I-5, exit 258 in Salem.
Stay tuned for the quality men's health duck football game presented by Robertson Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on 1430 KYKN Kaiser Salem.